This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, thank you, nephew. The subject is he's afraid of the competition. Got to do a little disclaimer here for our audience. If you have young children in the car with you or at home, you don't want them to hear this letter. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 years old and dating a man that's 35. We met online and things have been going really good for us. It's been a year, but we've made the long distance thing work. He does a great job at coming to see me, and he's flown me out a few times for the weekend. Our biggest problem is our sex drives. He is over the top, and now that I'm getting it regularly, I want it all the time. He uses explicit videos, and I use my toys. He sends me pics of himself, but I'm too scared to do that because of my job. He has never seen my toys until recently. He wanted to see what's taking his place when he's not around. I reached under my pillow to pull out Chocolate Thunder. He gasped, and I couldn't stop laughing. He said it's not a laughing matter, and I need to go get a checkup immediately. I could not stop laughing. I put it away, and we went to dinner. The entire night, he was worried about the toy I showed him, and he said there's no way possible that I used that. I was still tickled, thinking he was playing. We were intimate a lot before he left. When I drove him to the airport, he confessed that he hid my chocolate from me. He said he can't measure up to Mr. Chocolate, and I didn't need to be using that while he's gone. I begged him to tell me where he put it, but he wouldn't. He was not laughing at all. He is seriously afraid of a competition, not knowing the woman's anatomy at all. I assured him that he's more than enough for me, and I'm happy with him. He said that I better not order another Mr. Chocolate. How can we possibly be arguing over a gadget? Is this normal in a new relationship, or is it a red flag that he's insecure? Well, it definitely, you know, could be that he's intimidated or insecure. I mean, the name itself is a lot. Chocolate Thunder. And the way you said he gasped when he saw it, it sounds like it did scare him a little and make him feel insecure. So, yes, he is serious about all of this. He asked you to see a doctor because I'm assuming the size of Mr. Thunder. He confessed to you that he cannot measure up to Mr. Chocolate. Then he hid it and told you to stop using it when he's not around, and he was not laughing. You're the only one who's finding humor in this situation. So if you want to make him happy and keep him around for some more years, you guys have been together for a year, either you get a different size toy, a smaller toy, or keep Mr. Chocolate Thunder and run the risk of your man continuing to judge you about this and being mad about this. It's competition for him, like you said. So his ego is involved. He's already told you he can't measure up to Mr. Chocolate Thunder. And even though you let him know you're happy with him and he's enough for you and all that, he's not trying to hear any of that because to him, size matters, even if it's a toy. So this is a problem in your relationship. Steve?
Yeah, you got a problem. Yeah, we got a problem. We ain't going to be able to fix this for you either, lad. I'm just keep it 100 with you. Ain't a damn thing we can do. I can't help you. I don't know why you wrote me with this here. I don't know what's wrong with you. Sometimes you just got to keep something to your damn self. I don't know why people feel like they got to tell everything. Shut your mouth. Ain't nobody got to know all your secrets. You met this man online. You 37, he 35. Things been going really good. It's been a year now. And y'all have pretty much made the long distance thing work. He does a great job of coming to see you on weekends, and he done flew you out sometimes too. Y'all know that. Our biggest problem is our sex drives. Now, let me explain something to you. When you start your letter that y'all been dating for a year, and y'all's biggest problem is y'all's sex drives, not your sex drive or his sex drive, y'all's sex drives. His is over the top, and now that I'm getting it regularly, I want it all the time. So we got two people whose sex drives is over the top. He uses explicit videos, and I use my toys. He sends me pics of himself, but I'm too scared to do that because of my job. Thank you very much. That's good. He has never seen my toys until recently. So he asked you to show him what's taking his place when he ain't there. You reached under your pillow. Hear what this whole letter is about. You reached under your pillow to pull out Chocolate Thunder. Lord have mercy. He gasped. I don't know what you pulled from under that pillow.
Woo.
But I think that pillow barely could cover it up because it sounds like Chocolate Thunder with way too much chocolate and way too much thunder. It was just too much. So now he got, it took his breath away. You start laughing. Now I'll be sitting there going, what the hell funny? Now when we come back to this letter, I'm going to introduce you to some things that you're not familiar with. And it don't matter if the kids hear my answer or not, because my answer would not be explicit in any way. It's just, you got to do something different, and I have found the way when we come back.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, he's afraid of the competition. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he's afraid of the competition.
Yeah, well, this is a really a funny letter. These people met online. They've been dating. She 35, he 37. They long distance relationship has been working. He flies her. He comes to see her weekends and fly her out of town to see him. It's been going all right. And the only problem they say is they sex drives. They over the top. His is over the top and hers is over the top. So when they not around each other, he used videos and she used her toy. So he got inquisitive one day and say, what takes my place when I'm not there? She reached under the pillow and pulled out something called Chocolate Thunder. Now, Chocolate Thunder made him gasp. Because obviously it was too much chocolate and too much damn thunder. She laughed. He didn't think it was funny. So they went on and had their wonderful weekend. But then when he left, he let her know, I didn't hear Chocolate Thunder. Now, what he don't know is she done tore that damn house up trying to find Chocolate Thunder. She all sheetrocked and she done took the she done took the insulation out the attic. There's pink stuff all over the damn house. She done called in Roto-Rooter. She got a plumber that went all down in the toilets and she done had septic people come in. She all out in the back. She done hired four bloodhounds to come in. Oh, they all in the backyard. She got cadaver dogs looking for this thing in this backyard because Chocolate Thunder meant something to her. Her problem is she showed it to him. Now, he done told her, don't order no more damn Chocolate Thunder. So now here's where Uncle Steve come in at. This is the part I'm good at. You're going to have to go back and get another model. There are several models out there that you can choose from, and I have the names. And it'll be less intimidating.
Okay.
He don't like Chocolate Thunder? They have a model out called Quiet Storm. You might want to look into getting that one right there.
Okay.
That'll be, it's Quiet Storm. It do the job. It just ain't, you know, it's just a little better name to it. Or, you know, you might just want to go total opposite and get the model called White Cloud. That can be confused. And then when you look up on the receipt, it look like toilet tissue. So you can order that and it look like toilet tissue, but it's White Cloud. Then you can make him really feel secure. You can order one called Navy Bean. They call Navy Beans. Everybody know that that's, you know, come in a bag and it's very small, so that might be less intimidating. Or you could get Black Eyed Pea. That's a new model that they came out with. So replace Chocolate Thunder. It's called Black Eyed Pea. It sounds a lot less intimidating. Or you can also get Rainstorm. Rainstorm is out there. That's another model out there that's less intimidated than Chocolate Thunder. You might want to try, how about this one right here? Spring Showers. You might want to just look into getting yourself a little spring shower. Sounds refreshing. Get the job done. Way less intimidating than Chocolate Thunder. You can get Summer Rain. Summer Rain. It sounds like an air freshener. You know, that's a nice one right there. Here's one you might want to look at. There's another model called Sugar Cane. Keyword cane, but sugar on it. That's real nice. Still get the job done. You want to stay away from Chocolate Thunder, though. Here's one that'll really make you feel good. Chocolate Sprinkles. Try that one right there. That's a new model that comes out. Just chocolate sprinkles. Sprinkle, 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 sprinkle,
sprinkle. That's cute.
Yeah, here's one that ain't intimidating at all. You can get a vanilla snow cone. Get that model to come in. Vanilla snow cones. White Sugar is out there. That's another model that they got out. It's called White Sugar. Here's one that really won't be intimidating. You can order the Lil Duval. You can get that one right there. It's called Lil Duval.
Living your best life.
Very unintimidating. Yeah. And then he'll think that's funny, too. See how that all tie in together? Because you was laughing at him. You might want to try Ocean Spray. Ocean Spray is another model out there. Just made from cranberries. But you have got to stop messing with Chocolate Thunder. Because you done lost your man. Because he don't see. It's just too much.
Too much.
You pulled it from under the pillow. Because he saw it. He said, what is that under the pillow? Oh, that's Chocolate Thunder. See, it's too much. Here's a couple other models you want to try. Wingstop. Get you the Wingstop model. Yeah. Where you take time to have a snack. Yeah, just something like that. They got another model out there called Wendy's. Wendy's. Okay. Wendy's is
really?
A new model.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How about this one right here, ladies? This sounds cute. Candy Crush. Get you a nice little Candy Crush.
Like the
very popular out there.
Okay.
And then I only got a few more for you. This one, 50 Cent put this one out. It's called Blue Magic. And last but not least, here's my all-time favorite you could get. It's a new one that came out. It's in a nice light brown color. Tater Tot.
Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.